Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Hey, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything. And of course, we're so glad that you are here. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Got lots of things going on. I hope that you're having a great weekend. And, of course, we always like to start our show with something uplifting. Beautiful things happen when you distance yourself from the negativity. Today's show is going to be some of my best of. So, again, we're so glad you're here and you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, where we talk about anything and everything. And, of course, May is Mental Health Month. And today joining us is Patricia Ravitz, and she is an LMFT, President of California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. And there's so many people out there that are not getting the treatment that they need. We hear about it all the time. And, you know, my show is really, this is such a perfect segment for my show, because it's all about having a support team, because we're human and we're not all perfect. And even if we were perfect, we're going to have little dips in our lives and things happen to us. So today, Patricia's going to talk a little bit about how many Californians are really suffering from mental health and what we can do about it. And if you see somebody out there that maybe is just going through a really hard time, please take that moment and be that support team for them. So again, let's welcome Patricia Ravitz. Patricia, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you so much for having me, Kim. I appreciate it.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about who you are and why this segment is so probably near and dear to you.
So thank you. As you mentioned, I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I'm also the president of the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. And I've pretty much devoted my life to the health and well-being of Californians. You know, I think what you said was really true. We all need a support team. We're all human. And in our culture these days, there does still tend to be a stigma around reaching out for help when you need it. And as you said, no one is perfect. And part of being able to talk to somebody when you need help is finding ways to get through some of the issues and challenges that we all have in life.
I literally, just before you, and I know it's early here, I've already had two calls of, you know, someone who lost his baby, then he got a divorce, and he ended up overdosing. You know, it's like these are things that we can help, you know. And then there was another lady that somebody called and said, Kim, I know you know everybody. Who do I send this? She's got bipolar, and she doesn't really think she has it. But, you know, there's so many things. And how do we reach out for people? Because we all have our own lives and our own things that we're going through. But, you know, where do we go? And I know the number is getting higher and higher. I have a son that has really bad depression. And, you know, I just keep saying, I believe in you. I believe in you. They need somebody who's their cheerleader.
They absolutely do. And the examples that you gave, they're really heartbreaking, because when people go through grief and loss, it often is a big stressor on marriages. And then if there's not a good support system, people turn to drugs and alcohol or food to try to cope with all of the emotions and the overwhelming feelings. And as you mentioned with the one person that he ended up overdosing. So the message this month is that if you have these kind of stressors in your life, just make that phone call. You can talk to somebody who's a licensed, trained professional just to find out if it really is appropriate to come in for an appointment. You know, depression is treatable. Anxiety is treatable. That's the message that we want to get out to people. You don't need to suffer. You can come in and you can get help and you can feel better.
So, Patricia, what is that number? Let's just start. Can we give that out, or is there a website, or how do
you? There's a website, yes. Thank you for asking. It's CounselingCalifornia.com, and you can go there and you can search by the issue that you're dealing with. You can search by your zip code. You can search if you want a male therapist or a female therapist. So you can really drill down and look for the person that is right for you. And then I always suggest to people, call, have a conversation, because most people know in the first few minutes of talking to a therapist whether that's the right fit for them, and it's all about fit. You want to feel comfortable with that person so you can be vulnerable and work through what it is that you've come in to deal with.
I love that. I love that. And again, if anybody's just tuning in, starting their day in a positive way, waking up here with the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, we're talking with Patricia Ravitz, and we're talking about all of us. Everybody has life, and I say it, life always happens to all of us, and that's why I always tell all of our listeners to have a support team, people that love and admire you. If you're waking up every day with these negative people that are pulling you down, it's time to look around for some new friends and some new people. But when should a person seek therapy?
Well, this is what I like to tell people. If you are struggling with meeting your daily obligations and responsibilities, or you've lost joy in the things that always gave you joy, you notice that your stress level is up, you're having difficulty sleeping, maybe you've lost your appetite or you're eating more, those are all signals that you're in distress. And that's the time to reach out. And early intervention is, as I'm sure you know, Kim, has much better outcome. So to make that call early, just to check in. You know, I was telling someone earlier today that I wish we had mental health checkups the way people go in to see their doctor once a year. Just
oh, God, you're so true.
Right?
Yeah, even from, you know, yeah, the veterans are, how, you know, my son-in-law was a Marine. He's lost more of his brothers out here than when they were back there. I mean, because they just can't deal with coming back. They have PTSD. They don't fit back into their life. And you know what, as you know, just as a normal person not having to experience any of those, there's still so much trauma. You know, maybe you're not doing as good. There's just so many expectations lately, it feels like. And also with, you know, social, we hear, you know, I mean, you know, you're on social, so you're getting 10,000 messages of people passing away or this happening, or it's a lot to handle.
It is a lot to handle. I think you're talking about two different really critical situations, because we have, as you mentioned, a lot of veterans that are dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder. They come home, they feel like they don't have anyone to talk to, no one's going to understand what they've been through, or they want to protect their loved ones from the experiences that they've been through, so they try to carry it themselves. And then it's overwhelming, and the rate of suicide amongst our vets or homelessness is, you know, it's just not acceptable. We need to do better. And when you have someone in your life, in your family, that's dealing with those kinds of things, you know, the family needs to go in and get support to find out how can I support my loved one as they're going through these stressors.
Right. I so agree with you. Tell us about your method as a therapist, because I love how each person has a different way of handling things and how you go about working with people.
Yes, so there are lots of different methods, as you say, but I think the thing that is common to all therapists is that our job is to create a safe, non-judgmental, and confidential environment. So we establish that kind of relationship, and that we can really do empathic listening, that when someone comes in to talk to a therapist, they don't have to take care of the therapist, although sometimes they try to. We put the attention back on them, because it's really their space, and it's in human relationship. And you've mentioned a couple of times the support team, that's how we get through the struggles and all of the issues that we have to cope with in life. And a therapist can be a very important addition to your support system at critical times in your life.
I love that. And you know, so many people are like, oh, I'm not going, because there's, like you said in the very beginning of our conversation, there's a stigma. Now I need a therapist, you know, for my marriage, or I need it for, you know, the situation I'm going through. To me, it's a mirror. It's a mirror of talking about where sometimes we can't understand ourselves, and we're so confused and so many thoughts that we just, when you talk, it's a mirror of a professional telling you, okay, let's kind of sort this out a little bit for you so it's not so overwhelming. Do you agree?
I wholeheartedly agree. And actually, when we're in graduate school to learn psychotherapy, we talk a lot about mirroring as something that therapists learn to do, because it's difficult for us to see ourselves. And so when you have someone reflect back to you something that you've just shared, you hear it differently than when you're just saying it out loud. And that's why it's so important to actually share things, because it is a way to gain more clarity. And then when you have more clarity about what you're dealing with, you can really come up with an action plan to work through that. And then the therapist is there to support you in taking those actions.
I love it. I love it. You know, it's interesting. I lost my mom last year unexpectedly, and that was probably the hardest thing I've ever had to go through. And you know, you kind of like all these things start going through your mind. And sometimes you just, you know, as parents, they're the ones who have been my cheerleader for my whole entire life, right? Even though I'm older now, and I think I'm the cheerleader for my children. But then all of a sudden, you just, it's like one little support out of your life leaves you. And I think that happens with so many people. And so how do you, you know, you bring in your own team? And to me, your team is your therapy team.
Yes. Well, first of all, I'm sorry for your loss. And I do want to say
Thank
a little
you.
Bit about the process of grief, because in this culture, I think a lot of people get 3 days off for grief leave. And grief is a long, right, I know, and it's a long process that goes on over time. And a year is still very fresh and new in that process of loss. And you're exactly right. That is one of the most critical times to have enough support. And what people tend to do when we're going through grief is to not want to burden other people, or, oh, they've heard this story before, or I don't want to share that.
Correct.
I'm just sad. Right? And then what happens is you get in a situation that we call complicated grief, where you get stuck in the process. So we need a lot of space to talk and cry and miss people and work through all of the things, as you said, that come up, like, you know, the guilt, did I not do this? What if I had done that? That is the most human thing that we all go through. And being able to say it out loud and get reassurance that you're okay and this is a normal part of grief really helps.
Wow, that's really, I've never heard of complicated grief, but that's interesting because you're so right. And, you know, and I hope that my listeners, I have to tell you, I have so many listeners, you know, just really because life goes on. I had to do my show and I did it because this is what I love. And I got so many people saying, thank you for walking through what you really preach, because in life, so many of us shut down. And I thought, oh my God, no, I'm going to walk through, but I'm going to tell you all that I'm really sad right now. I'm really sad. I'm really having a hard time. But that's what we do in life, right? We pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and keep going on. And at the same time, we want to honor our feelings. And so, I did that. And a lot of my listeners really appreciated that. But in life, we need to have that gentle time for ourselves because so many of us aren't gentle with ourselves.
That is very true. And I think you're a wonderful role model for your listeners in really sharing what you're going through. And then you had that great experience of getting the support back. So I think when people bottle it up and they don't talk about it, that's really when they get stuck. So I'm glad that you got that support and that you could model for people that there you are on the radio and you're sharing something very difficult that you're going through and you brought your feelings with you and then you got the support that you needed and I hope you're continuing to get.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, let me ask you, Patricia, you sound like an amazing therapist. And how you are up in San Francisco, is that correct?
I'm just on the other side of the Golden Gate Bridge, yes.
Okay. Now, with CounselingCalifornia.com, do people need a certain insurance or how does that work?
So CounselingCalifornia.com is a referral website. And mm-hmm. we have thousands of therapists that are listed on there that are all licensed mental health professionals. And a lot of them take insurance. So what you can do is you can search by zip code. You can search by a particular issue that you're dealing with. You can look mm-hmm. for a male or a female therapist. And then in that listing, you'll see if that therapist takes insurance or not. And sometimes they'll list which insurance panels they're actually on.
Got it. Okay, perfect. And if somebody doesn't have insurance, because that's a lot of the problem nowadays, what would you recommend for them?
So that's a wide range of people. There are people that come in and pay out of pocket. There are therapists that have sliding scales for that. We have community okay. mental health. I wish we had more of it. I think we need more funding mm-hmm. for community mental mm-hmm. health. And, you know, we're watching what's going on in Washington and really right. hoping that, you know, that we don't lose our Medicaid money here in California because our most vulnerable population relies on Medicaid money for mental health care.
Yeah. Well, you sound like an amazing person, and I thank you so much for really bringing this information to my show and really making it aware of more people that can get help. And like I tell my listeners, to me, it's paying for a new best friend, you know, somebody that can help you, you know, go through that hardest time of your life. So there is no stigma. Go do something that can help yourself. And again, where can we find out more about you, Patricia?
So I'm online, patriciaravitz.com is my website. You okay. can find more about me there. And again, CounselingCalifornia.com has referrals all over the state. I want to thank you for having me on and really bringing light to this topic. I don't think we talk about it enough, and so I'm very appreciative
right.
of your taking the time.
You are so welcome. And again, please share our show. And of course, it's Kim Pagano show, and it is on iTunes, our podcast. You can download our podcast there. And we talk about the brighter side of life because so many times we're not talking about that because life happens to all of us. So with that, Patricia Ravitz, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you, Kim. Bye-bye.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a real quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Sylvia Milo stars in the poetic and poignant production of The Other Mozart, directed by Isaac Byrne. The true story of this untold figure in music history comes to life with music composed by Mozart and Mariana Martinez. Original music written for the play by Nathan Davis and Phyllis Chin. The New York Times describes the show as strikingly beautiful. The Stage of London says the show is a gem. Discover the real story behind The Other Mozart at Rubicon Theater in Ventura's downtown cultural district. The Other Mozart opens May 31st and runs Wednesdays through Sundays through June 18th. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Circus Vargas presents their amazing new production, Steam Cirque, under the big top at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, May 25th through the 29th. And coming soon to Thousand Oaks in San Luis Obispo. See death-defying acrobats, comedians, daredevils, and much more. Buy your tickets today at CircusVargas.com. For the finest in family entertainment and memories that last a lifetime, don't miss Circus Vargas.
Studio Channel Islands has an exciting event coming up. It's the 4th Annual Arts Alive Festival. This two-day event features more than 125 artists, entertainers, and art organizations. Bring the entire family and enjoy Kids Corner, art demos, music, singing, dancing, and more. The festival takes place on Saturday, May 27th from 10 to 5 and Sunday, May 28th from 11 to 4. Also, visit Studio Channel Islands Art Studios on the first day of each month. View more than 40 of the area's best artists, paintings, and sculptures. Open to the public every first Saturday of the month. Free admission and free parking. June 3rd, July 1st, and August 5th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, please visit StudioChannelIslands.org.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally on KVTA.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, we talk about anything and everything that can add value to us. And today we're raising awareness for lung cancer during National Women's Lung Health Week. And again, CVS Health partners with American Lung Association Lung Force to beat lung cancer by helping communities go tobacco free. Today joining us is Papataya Tankit, and she is the Vice President of Pharmacy Affairs for CVS Health. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us with this important, community reach that we can really share with all of my listeners. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, and I always love to ask, there's always a journey that why you picked this journey and maybe something that's near and dear to you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Of course. My name is Papatia Tankit. I'm the Vice President of Pharmacy Affairs at CVS Health. I'm actually a pharmacist by profession, and I'm very passionate about speaking about issues where pharmacists can make a difference in the lives of our patients that we serve every day and help them on their path to better health. And so being here today to talk during National Women's Lung Health Week around the concerns of lung cancer and how we can raise greater awareness to this deadly disease that's impacting not only women but also men is really important to me as a healthcare professional.
Wow, thank you so much for doing that. You know, I always say it takes a village, and, we can't do it alone. We have to do it, as many people as we can to join in. My husband and I lost his uncle to lung cancer, and, I've never been one that smoked, but there's people that I know that it's really hard for them to quit, and yet they know the damage that it's doing to their lungs and to their bodies. T- tell us about your partnership with American Lung Association Lung Force.
Sure. So CVS Health is really proud to be the national presenting sponsor of American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative. And the real focus behind that is to unite women and their loved ones to stand together to fight lung cancer, which is the number one killer of lung killer cancer in both women and men. And our partnership has been ongoing for the last 4 years. We've also supported the Lung Force Initiative with an in-store campaign, and that will continue through the month of May, where customers can come in and donate as little as $1 or $3 or more, and those funds go towards Lung Force to really help raise those critical funds needed for awareness, for prevention, and for research around lung cancer.
Wow. And now what resources are available for those who want to quit smoking?
Well, we know that, you know, as it relates to lung cancer, we know while anyone can get lung cancer, we know smoking really remains the leading risk factor, along with radon, air pollution, and secondhand smoke. And along with that, we know that smoking is really, really difficult to quit. It's an addiction that requires a tremendous amount of help for someone to quit smoking. And we know that this year alone, 40% of the current smokers will try to quit smoking. So the American Lung Association, in partnership with CVS Health, has really come together to provide resources for those smokers. And they involve not only providing an online counseling course, a Freedom from Smoking, that the American Lung Association provides, along with discounts on CVS Health brand nicotine replacement therapies. And studies have shown that when you combine the counseling along with the nicotine therapy replacement, you can double your chances of quit smoking. And quitting smoking will make a difference in our fight against lung cancer.
I love this. You know, now you had mentioned it's not only smoking, right? Because I'm also a hair therapist, and hairspray and you know, any kind of aerosol, that's a problem too, isn't it?
Air pollution in general is also one of the risk factors for lung cancer, along with radon and secondhand smoke. And, you know, CVS Health, we're looking at things that we can help to maybe make an impact and influence, along with the American Lung Association. So part of the Lung Force Initiative is really coupled into kind of our broader Be the First campaign, which is our commitment to helping make the next generation tobacco-free and helping to help educate communities on becoming tobacco-free, or for those same reasons of understanding how we can eliminate some of these risk factors.
Wow. I wanted to just mention a couple things. Lung cancer is the number one cancer killer of women and men in the USA, right, in the U.S. Also,
yes.
Every 8 minutes, a woman loses her battle with lung cancer.
That's exactly correct? Right. That's exactly correct. And we know that in general for women, the awareness around lung cancer is very low. 98% of women don't even have it on their radar screen for health concerns. And we also know that with lung cancer, the earlier it can be detected, it's most treatable. Yet today, only 18% of lung cancer cases in women are detected or diagnosed early. And we know that when you do detect early, there's a 5 times higher rate of being able to survival rate than those that are detected later in the course of the illness. So all the reasons why raising awareness, understanding risk factors, knowing how what your screening options are can really lead to saving more lives.
And what are they? And really quick, I know we're at the end right now. What can we do? What are the signs that we're looking for?
You know, it may vary in different individuals, but it might be a cough that doesn't go away. It could be something that maybe people may say smoker's cough, or it might be chest pain, shortness of breath, might be an infection like bronchitis or pneumonia that doesn't go away. But it's really important to get regular checkups and check in with your provider or your physician.
Well, thank you again. And where can my listeners get more information about this to take action?
Of course, they can stop by at the CVS stores and talk to a CVS pharmacist or a nurse practitioner. They can also go to lung.org/CVS.
Okay. Papataya, thank you so much for being a guest here. And, of course, we're talking about Lung Force to beat lung cancer, and we can all make a difference. Walk into any of the CVS's and you can donate $1 to $3 for Lung Force. Thank you so much for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a real quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117 or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything that we can add value. And, of course, you all know that I'm so passionate about animals. And today joining us is Dr. Richard Goldstein, and we're going to talk about, really, the summer's coming up, and we protect our kids, we protect everyone. Sometimes we don't think about protecting our animals, and again, there's a lot of deadly diseases, and we're going to be talking about how to protect our animals during that time. And again, I want to welcome Dr. Richard Goldstein. Dr. Richard Goldstein, how are you?
Great, great. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and what we're going to be talking about today.
So I'm a veterinarian. I'm an internal medicine specialist in infectious diseases, and I'm the chief medical officer at the Animal Medical Center in Manhattan, which is the oldest and largest specialty practice in the world. Today we're going to be talking about... Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, today we're going to be talking about leptospirosis, which is a really, really important disease that we see in dogs and people in the United States. Worldwide, it's a tremendously important disease in people. Most of the issues that we have in the U.S. are dogs. But it's a disease that we still see dogs die from, even now, despite the fact that we have really good tools, if we use them for prevention and early detection.
What is leptospirosis? Is that how I say it?
Close enough. Okay. Leptospirosis. You can just call it lepto for short. But leptospirosis, it's a bacterial disease. The bacteria are carried in the kidneys of rodents like rats and mice and raccoons and other mammals like possums and skunks. And when they come out in their urine, they live in puddles or wet areas, wet grass, ponds, lake streams. And when they get into the eyes or the mouth of a person or a dog, they can cause very, very severe disease, including eventually kidney failure and liver failure and even death. So it's a disease that you pick up. Dogs pick it up in the street by licking grass that a rat or mouse peed on, or people pick it up sometimes from swimming in ponds and lakes.
Oh, that's really scary. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that, one, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're so grateful that you are here. We're talking with Dr. Goldstein, and we're talking about things that can protect our pets this summer. And, of course, we are talking about some fatal diseases, and one of them is lepto. And so tell us, what can we do to kind of help that so that we don't get that and protect our pets?
Yeah, so even though dogs are out more in the summer, they can actually get this disease year-round. It doesn't have to be just in the summer. But, you know, when they're out camping and things, or even, you know, just out walking more, going to parks, we do see more cases in the summer. What they can do to protect it is get vaccinated. There's really good vaccines. You give it twice initially and then annually, and it's very, very efficient in protecting against this disease. And so I believe very strongly that every dog in this country needs to be vaccinated. The disease is that common and that severe, and the vaccine is easy. It's safe, it's quick, and it's protective. So vaccination is the key for dogs.
Wow. And is this something that's new? Because, you know, when you take your dogs to the vet and you just have their checkups, is this something that is a new vaccine, or is it just something that we really just don't know a lot about?
It's not new. We've had vaccines for this disease for many years. They've gotten a lot better, and so now we have vaccines that are, you know, they're very clean, they're very safe, we don't see side effects from them, and that's been in the past 10 years or so, or 15 years. And many veterinarians are probably vaccinating, and you might not even know that your dog is getting it because you don't necessarily get a whole list of what your dog gets. So many dogs in this country are getting vaccinated today. It should be all the dogs. So my recommendation for all the dog owners out there would be just ask your veterinarian, is my dog protected against leptospirosis? And if the answer is yes, great. If the answer is no, then, you know, let's make an appointment to come in and get it done. It is that simple. So something that everyone should get done.
Wow. Okay. And so let's talk about some of the symptoms. What are some of the symptoms?
Yeah, so if the dog does get it, and again, it's not just dogs out, you know, hunting wild boar. This is every city dogs, suburban dogs, every dog is at risk. We see it actually more in small breed dogs now than we do even in large breed dogs. If the early symptoms are pretty nonspecific, which makes it a little tricky, so it's just not eating, lethargy, being depressed, lying around, sometimes being in abdominal pain, so painful belly, and then sometimes vomiting with increased drinking and urination. And there's other things that can cause those signs, but the key thing is if you notice any of those things with your pet, even just skipping a few meals if that's not normal for your dog, talk to your veterinarian, go in to see your veterinarian. The veterinarian will do an exam. They might run some kind of screening blood tests. But the good news is specifically for this disease is there's a brand new test on the market now that's really good and we didn't have before. It's called Witness Lepto. It's made by a company called Zoetis. And this is a test that's in the clinic. So the veterinarian can, if they suspect this disease, can run a test in the clinic. It's inexpensive. It takes 10 minutes and get an answer. And the reason that's so important is if the answer is, if it's positive, if the dog has leptospirosis, you can catch it early with this test. And then if you give the appropriate antibiotics, everything will be fine. If you don't, if you wait too long, if you miss it, then, you know, the consequences can be devastating. So early detection is really, really important. And that starts with the owner. Go to your vet when your dog is not okay, and then good things will happen.
I like that. I you know, nowadays, and I mean, I've always been like this. This is how I was raised. Our pets are our family. But
right.
Even more so now. day that our pets are not replacing, but adding to our family. And you know, some people think that we don't have to take care of them, but we do. We need to protect them in the same way that we protect our families. So I love this. Why is testing, I mean, now, I love that if you get there early enough, it's protected, correct?
Yep.
But is this like something that all vets will, like a routine vaccine?
Yeah, it is a routine vaccine. Not, you know, the awareness has not been there for every place in the country for every veterinarian, and so it may be that certain dogs haven't gotten it, in which case they should ask their veterinarian to get it. It's easier for the veterinarians to have this vaccine and give it, but it's not yet to the point where it's mandated or something like that. So you should ask your veterinarian, is my dog protected? And if not, ask to get it done, because it is really important. Yes, any veterinarian can do it, and it's obviously widely available.
Okay, great. Well, again, Dr. Goldstein, I appreciate you giving this information and sharing it here on our show, on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, what we were talking about is lepto. Where can my listeners find out more about it?
The first resource is your veterinarian, and they'll be happy to talk about the disease in general, as well as what your dog needs specifically. Beyond that, there's the Animal Medical Center has a really nice website where I work. It's called www.amcny.org. We have lots of information there about leptospirosis and how to protect it and how to diagnose it. And then the company that makes that test and also makes a really good vaccine for leptospirosis, Zoetis, has a really good website. It's Zoetis, ZoetisUS.com/lepto. Really good information there as well.
And really quick, I'm looking at your bio here, and mm-hmm. You're really more of an infectious disease doctor for animals, dogs and cats, right? And I know Lyme's disease is pretty prevalent too.
Yeah.
What's your thought on that? Is there anything that we can mention about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Lyme disease is also really important. Lyme disease is by far the most common disease that we see in dogs and people in certain parts of the country, including the Northeast and Midwest. Lyme disease, unlike lepto, is not transmitted by animals, but it's transmitted by ticks. So this is a tick-borne disease, and the key for Lyme disease is to make sure that your pet is protected against the ticks, first of all, and there's really good products for that. There's oral products now, as well as collars and things that you put on their fur. And then make sure they're also vaccinated for Lyme. There's very good vaccines. Actually, that same company, Zoetis, makes a fantastic vaccine for Lyme specifically as well. And then looking at your dog, and just like you need to do for your children if you live in an area with a lot of ticks and a lot of Lyme, make sure you remove all the ticks every day from your dog. Make sure you use these tick control products and get your dog vaccinated for Lyme. That's also very, very important. It's really, really common. Not as many dogs die of Lyme that die of leptospirosis, but many more dogs actually get sick. So it's also really important. And ticks in general carry a lot of diseases. And this is the time to worry about that, the spring, the summer, year-round. But now we're seeing the most ticks. And this year is a record year for ticks. So tick removal every day, tick control, and vaccination for Lyme.
So really quick, tick removal, because we've actually done that where you heat up a spoon and you put it on the tick so it backs out so you don't leave any of the part of, I know it sounds kind of gross, but is that the correct way?
Well, there's all kinds of ways to try and do that. I don't actually recommend doing that. There's a good chance you're going to burn the skin. You know, it's not the worst thing in the world if a little bit stays behind. What I recommend is taking kind of a sharp tweezers and just grabbing the tick down as close to the head as you can towards the skin and just pulling it out. You don't necessarily have to use alcohol or heat or something like that to try and kill the tick on the dog. A tweezers is probably the easiest and best. There's also little devices you can get that kind of pluck them out with a little slit in them. But I think a sharp tweezers is just the easiest way to go. But the most important thing, and this is really important, children and dogs, look at them every day and remove every tick. That's really important.
Right. You know, my daughter had Lyme's disease. And
oh, I'm sorry.
It's not pretty. And
no.
So I totally get that. Well, Dr. Goldstein, a pleasure talking with you. Thank you for some great awareness for our summer. And again, I look forward to talking to you again here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
I'd be very happy to. Thank you so much.
And as I'm sitting here looking at our studio, and there's this stuff, sometimes you could just put it away, and then there's people that like having it right out in front of them. Today, joining me is Katie and Kelly McManaman. You guys have come out with a great book, and of course, it's Organize Your Way. And so it's by personalities. I love this. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And if you miss any part of our show, you can always go to our podcast. And of course, that podcast is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Katie and Kelly, welcome to The Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You guys are sisters, right?
Yes. And we were forced to share a room when we were children, which is kind of the beginning of how we started realizing that people organize differently, because we have always kept our spaces very differently.
So let's see, Katie, what's your space? Are you the neat one or the...
I'm the messy one. I'm the Oscar.
Okay. And Kelly?
I've always been super tidy. I've always lined my stuffed animals up on my bed. Now I do pillows, but just a grown-up version of that.
Isn't that odd, you guys? Okay, see, and you know what? I know. I have a sister and I have my two daughters. Oh, my God. One, you could never see the floor, and the other one, it was like, oh, I can't even walk in and talk to her. She just makes me crazy, you know, and now they're best of friends and their houses are spotless. Go figure. Have you guys changed? Katie, have you changed?
No, I haven't changed.
but I am more organized.
I know where things are, and I don't keep it as neat as my sister does on a regular basis. But when company comes over, my house looks good. People say it looks cozy, but it still looks good.
I love it. So how did you guys come up? And is this your first book?
Yes.
And now, how did you come up with the personality is the key to organization?
Really, it was just that we're so different. And so we kind of had that kernel from the beginning that, you know, maybe there's a different way to organize people like Katie. Because for me, obviously, I'm usually who the organizer is. I'm organizing people, and I'm doing it my way. But a lot of times that's why people can't keep it up, because they're not me. Their brains are wired differently.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of steeped in personality type. And so we just really had a hunch. And then we started this organizing business. And then essentially we were kind of like organizational.
Oh, so you guys have an organizing. Okay, so you both also have an organizing business too. So
yeah.
Katie, do you,
been in people's
you
homes.
Do this too?
I've been in people's medicine cabinets.
Wow.
Yes.
I like that. Okay, I know this is really odd, but Katie, when's your birthday?
On November 3rd.
Okay, and Kelly?
January 5th. I'm a very good Capricorn.
Okay, because I'm a Capricorn. Okay, I wanted to make sure we were still in line with each other, okay? Isn't that odd? Okay, it's probably have, like, you set your goals and you make your goals and we're, and you're really hard on yourself.
Sometimes I even add things that I've already done onto my to-do list to check it off.
I
will write a to-do list, totally, and I won't ever refer to it for years, and then I'll look at it and I will have done everything on my to-do list. It's all in my head.
Yeah, see, Katie. Okay, so... Yeah. You guys, I love it. I could totally relate to Kelly. And my husband says I make lists of my lists, you know. And
Good for you. Yeah.
I know. Oh, God. So I love that. So it really does kind of, I think it falls under the stars a little bit, you know. But the importance of being honest with yourself. You know what? And you know what's interesting is, but when I'm at my office, I can't, not one of those people, like, I would love to have everything put away, but it just doesn't work for me. Okay, I'm going to talk to Kelly again. Kelly, how do you do your office? Is everything put away all nice and neat?
Everything's put away, but, you, I mean, first of all, you could actually be a hybrid type that likes to have things out, but also really likes to-do list and be scheduled, you know, have more fixed scheduling. So my type is called a classic, and I need everything kind of hidden away, and I'm also very structured with my time. But they're hybrid type, like an organic structure. For example, that needs to have things out to remember them, and it has more visual memory, and it doesn't bother them to see the things as long as they're kind of, you know, relatively organized. But then also
in order
the scheduling. So that could be you. And what I would do is just tell you it's okay to have the piles you know, if they're bugging you, you can put more structure around them, label them so other people can interact with them. We really tell them to tell people who have a visual memory not to feel like they need to file away things. A lot of times that's what one of the number one requests are from these visual memory types, like, I got to learn to file. But, you know, if you're an adult and you haven't learned to file, it's probably not for you. I mean, if you actually are somebody who needs to file, you would have taught yourself and you're doing it already. So we kind of come up with these piling systems where you figure out what your piles are. You know, maybe there's four piles, maybe there's five, maybe there's 10 if you're more like Katie's type. That's your filing system. You know, when those piles fill up, maybe you go through them and you get rid of a bunch of stuff, but really you kind of save filing cabinets for deep storage.
Both of you ladies, okay, tell us what are we going to find in your book? Like, what's the first thing that people need to know?
Find out and know what your personality type is.
Accept who you
okay.
are, that it's okay. Strengths and weaknesses.
No shame, no blame.
No shame, no blame. I love that.
We have awesome that show you things, too, which is nice. We think visuals are good, so you can see, you know, because so, half of us
well,
are visual.
Congratulations. It's so cool that you guys did this as sisters. I'm really excited for you, and congratulations on your first book. What are all the different personalities? And let's just start there. Let's see if we could break this down so my listeners can really understand this and get something from it. And, of course, you're going to have to get one of these books. So,
well, there's 8 pixie personality types in total, but there's 4 overarching ones. And so on the really neat side of the spectrum, starts with classics. That's me, and they like clear surfaces, calm colors, like I said, fixed scheduling, to-do lists, we plan ahead, we like things hidden away, a place for everything, everything in its place, behind a closed door. Then, you know, a little bit further in the spectrum, there are funds, who are also very detail-oriented, like classics. They like clean surfaces, but as long as there's a place for everything and everything in its place, they can handle a few more things out. Sometimes, like, more into vibrant colors. We always joke they kind of maybe invented color coding and often color code their clothes in their closet. They're great in a crisis, a little more flexible with their scheduling, don't necessarily need to-do lists, don't obsess over them. You know, it can have things hidden away.
They're both visual and have a lot of piles, but they also love their to-do lists and scheduling advance. They have to know things in advance. And then you have the smart freedoms and organic freedoms who don't, you know, have all their to-do lists in their head unless they're very overwhelmed and with lots to do. And, you know, sometimes when I am overwhelmed, I'll write things on my hand. And, you know, it's kind of an unconventional way to stay organized, but I don't forget then. And they're not as good about time and stuff like that. And they're a little bit messier, too.
So you're more possessions. Mm-hmm. You're always well, even after decluttering.
Yeah.
The two of us declutter in the same day. What we're left with, she'll always have more. And that's part of our just, you know, accepting who you are.
Okay, so what if there's things you can't get rid of? And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with Katie and Kelly MacMenium, and we're talking about their first book, Organize Your Way. They're sisters. They figured out a way to make this work. I love that. Because husbands and wives, they're never usually the same, you know. I mean, my husband and I have tried cleaning our garage 100 times, and, you know, that's like probably like our worst thing we could do. And now he's like, I'll go in and go, what if we just start with this little corner? 30 years we've been trying to do this. Why? I mean, it just doesn't even make sense to me, you know. And he's like, either just throw it all away. I'm like, no, it's all good. And half of it's, you know, like me, we could throw your corner away, you know, or, you know, we just don't see. And I'm sure you guys could relate to that, correct?
Well, one of the biggest obstacles to getting organized, or at least what we always find and tell people, is living with other people. That's really what makes organization so difficult, because everybody's so different.
Right.
But we do have a solution for you, and it's called the Magical Later Box. And we talk about it because we don't tell you to throw things away. If you really have an attachment to something, but you don't have enough space, we're like, well, then just put it in a box for a while. Put all the stuff that you're not sure about, that you don't feel right throwing it out, but you're not sure should be in your, you know, you're like, I don't know. And you put that in the later box. And, you know, amount of time, 6 months, a year, you know, and see if you remember what's in there. And if you remember what's in there, then maybe keep that. Everything else, you just go. You know, it gives yourself a chance to emotionally kind of grieve and let go before you actually do. And that way you don't
feel... Is that crazy that we have to grieve over things that, you know, it just doesn't... I know.
It's how your brain's wired. There's nothing you can do about it. So don't waste your time feeling bad about, you know, that takes you longer than another person. It's probably part of what makes that person really great, you know, that they're so caring. They care about their possessions. But if you forget about something and it's been a year, it's easier to be like, you know what? I totally forgot that. And I didn't care. So I can let go of it. So sometimes it has to be a two-step process. And somebody else is just going to throw it straight in the garbage can. But that doesn't mean their way is right. It's right for them, and your way is right for you.
No, really quick, I want to ask you, okay, what about maintenance? Here you do this huge job, okay? That's probably got to be the worst thing. Am I talking, like, firsthand here or what? You know,
you
get it all done. It makes you feel so good, and then somebody comes in, and are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
It just slowly starts piling back up again.
It's a big part of the book is maintenance, because that's what you have to set it systems into place that will be easy for you to maintain. And so that's like another trick that we talk about in the book a lot, about how to, you know, make it easy for you to maintain. That's why we talk a lot about one-step solutions. You know, for a type like me, like, there's no way I could hang my coat up on a hanger every day. I'm not going to be able to maintain it. But a hook, no big deal. I can do a hook. Also something like laundry. Katie doesn't do laundry as often as I do. So, you know, I could have one hamper. Katie probably needs a few hampers. If you're not going to do your laundry every week, just accept it. Like, stop berating yourself. Get yourself another hamper so at least it's not on the floor or, you know, spread out on your chair.
I only talked to you guys for a couple minutes, and I could actually know who Katie and Kelly is separately here. I love it. I love that. Oh, God. I love what you guys have done. You've made a solution to everybody's problem, really. I mean, we all want to live a more organized life and finding solutions one step at a time. That's what it's all about. I would love to share this with all my listeners, and I'm going to use it. I'm going to give one to my husband. All right. And to all four of my children, if so. I love that. But anyways, guys.
A bulk sale.
I know.
Yes.
Huh? There you go. All right, you ladies. Thank you so much. And I just want to remind you to share our show with everyone, too. It's all about the brighter side of life. And, of course, this truly is the brighter side. Thank you, ladies, for joining me.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Try to be a rainbow in someone else's cloud. With that, have a great rest of your week, and I'll talk to you next week.